We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 60 games in this upcoming baseball season.
Love it. Love it. I love it from I've said it for a long time. I love it from a Royals perspective.
So you're saying there's a chance. Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am saying there's a chance.
I just think with the attitude that they have and everything going in, it's all pointing in the right direction.
Get off to a decent start, and you got a chance. It's not that long. 2 months.
Nobody's opting out. Nobody's complaining about the conditions. Everybody's bought in.
Stay hot.
It's right? Important to buy in, especially this year, more so than any other year. And it's like everybody is bought into this thing.
So ESPN was discussing who could be the bad news bears, I guess, of 2020. Who could bust in and be a contender kind of out of nowhere in this shortened season? Jeff Passan of ESPN had this answer. Remember, he lives in Kansas City.
This could sound like a very homerific pick, considering like where I live. But I look at the American League Central guys, and it's not a particularly strong division. I know the Twins won 101 games last year, and I understand the White Sox have spent a lot of money. And, the Indians still have quite a group of pitching. And the Kansas City Royals lost 100 games last year. But the Royals have a bunch of young starters. I think they're going to have a reasonably decent bullpen. And they can hit. Like, they got Whit Merrifield. They've got Jorge Soler. They've got Adalberto Mondesi, if he stays healthy. You know, they're dudes in that lineup. And here's the thing. I think there are, like, five teams that are just out of the playoffs. You know, you don't have a chance. Orioles, Tigers, probably the Mariners, Marlins, and probably the Pirates. Like, that's a pretty reasonable group right there. I think just about everyone else, maybe not the Rockies, but I think just about everyone else has a shot at making the postseason this year because of what I alluded to earlier. Every win is worth three times as much as it normally is. Every loss is worth three times as much as it normally is. A three-game losing streak this year is equivalent to an eight-game losing streak in a normal season. A five-game winning streak this year is equivalent to a 14-game winning streak.
And those are the stakes that are on each and every game. Jeff Passan, right, of ESPN on ESPN New York, he's like, it's going to be a homerific pick, but he's not like a flag waver for the Royals. No. He just happens to live here.
Right.
He's been often critical of what the Royals have done as well. So to hear him say, you know, don't discount the Royals in this thing, I'm like, all right, Jeff, way to go.
Well, each game, as we talked about when this first thing came out, is valued at 2.7.
Right,
2.7.
Sorry, saying a five-game win streak equal to a 14-gamer. I mean, think about it. Five games isn't not doable, but it's hugely impactful this year.
Right.
Now, on the flip side, a five-game losing streak, very bad.
That's a 14-game
losing
streak.
Like I said, if you get out of the gates at, 4-10 through the first 2 weeks,
you're probably done for.
You might be in some trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, get out decently and give yourself a chance. And he says in a short season, winnable division.
Very winnable division and the right attitude, as we've talked about from day one with this ball club. Everybody is ready to roll. And Danny Duffy was on the Hot Stove Show with Vern last night. Vern's Hot Stove here on 610 Sports Radio every Thursday night. And Vern asked him about, you know, did you ever decide to opt out? Was that an option for you?
No, it's a no-brainer, man. I was here 2 weeks before they announced that it was coming back. I just had a feeling that, you know, we were going to figure something out. And I came out here in mid-June, you know, just kept staying in shape, kept doing what I had to do. And lo and behold, they ended up announcing it, you know, when they did. And I was here. So went into the field, got tested, waited 3 days, and, you know, we're full speed ahead, man. It's great.
So that's Danny Duffy talking about, you know, that was a no-brainer. I was here 2 weeks before knowing that we'd be ready to go. And to hear Danny Duffy say that, I think is very significant because we've heard so many players around baseball on other teams saying, "Yeah, I didn't know if it was the right thing to do, or I don't know if we're making the right decision, or I'm opting out," or you know, however you feel about this coronavirus thing. There has not been that feeling here in Kansas City. And I think that is very important going into a shortened season. You have to have the buy-in. You have to have the belief. You have to have the guys with the want to. And I think the Royals have 26 guys, however many guys, 60 guys, all of them in there. They all have that buy-in. And I don't know if you can say that about other teams right now around Major League Baseball, that you don't have that one guy who's walking around the clubhouse going, "Are we sure we're doing the right thing?" Like,
well,
and
we talk about all the time
in
a regular year of eliminating distractions.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big one this year. There's an absolute big one. But the best you can do to tune that out and work around what's going on, the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
And I'm not saying you're jeopardizing your health and safety or anything right. by doing that, but tuning out the noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a lot of the players, and again, I hearken back to an interview I just did with Roger Espinosa of Sporting. He's like, you think about that stuff, but then he goes, once you get on the field, you're like, I know they've taken all these safety precautions mm-hmm. with Sporting KC that, you know, we have to go through all these protocols just to get ourselves on the field. Once we're on the field, we know we're safe and we're playing our game.
Right.
I think the teams that are going to have success are best served doing that.
Correct.
Right. That it's going to be a little bit different. You know, you're going to have to get through some different things, but then once you get out there and you're locked in, you're focused, go. And I think the Royals are handling that from a mindset perspective. Also, I just think if they allow themselves to use their strengths and play kind of constructed a little bit differently, mm-hmm. if they do those things, especially from a pitching standpoint, I think they got an opportunity to kind of turn this thing on its head that you couldn't do in a 162.
No, I think so. They do as well. And I think the one thing that baseball always had a lot of was idle time. You know, guys just kind of sitting around the clubhouse chewing the fat. And you know that if they had that idle time this year, guys in clubhouses all over baseball would be bringing up, are we doing the right thing? And I don't know that that's even a question by anybody here in Kansas City. The thought process seemingly from everybody we've heard going into this is, we are doing the right thing. Let's roll and let's go try to have some fun this year.
When a bad take goes wrong. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Everybody has bad takes.
Not me.
And that's fine. Everybody can go out on a limb and I appreciate if you have a wrong one, if you have a valid, you know, if you have a valid backup to it. Utter failure, though, by former NFL linebacker at the end with the Patriots, known probably most for his Patriots days, Rob Ninkovich.
Mm-hmm.
Appeared on ESPN, part of a panel discussing who'd you take to start a franchise.
Yeah. Well,
Patrick Mahomes is the answer, right? If you want to make a case for someone else, go ahead and make a case for someone else. But he made a very bad case, as it seemed as he was assigned, take Lamar Jackson. Go.
I'm not going with Pat Mahomes. I'm going with my guy, Lamar, because listen to this now. 22 years old last year, he led the NFL in touchdown passes, led the NFL in yards per carry as a quarterback. Like, think about that. When you're leading the NFL in yards per carry and you're able to rush for over 1,200 yards as a quarterback position, you're 22 years old. What is your upside? I think Lamar's upside is absolutely huge. He's going to continue to grow in the NFL. He's going to learn. He's going to understand when to avoid all those big hits that he took last year. And look, we learned one thing last year. Number one, he's a big playmaker. Number two, he's durable.
So I want to just pin you down here and make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. I have almost every analyst I have on this show this week suggesting they think Patrick Mahomes is trending towards being the greatest quarterback of all time, and you're telling me you would start a team with Lamar Jackson ahead of him. I'm just confirming.
Yes, I'm going with Lamar. I think that he'd be my franchise quarterback.
I appreciate you going there. I want to get Field in, but I'm looking at Dominique's face, and I have to go. Dominique, your reaction.
I mean, my reaction, I normally don't agree with the people on the internet, but I guarantee you, Rob is getting fired up right now, and I'm going to like all them tweets because that's nonsense.
I want a piece of him, he says. wait, I got my hand up here.
Come on.
You're on crazy pills. So let's analyze.
Wait, hang on a second. What did he give as the biggest reason why he would take Lamar over Patrick? Because of the running
yards,
numbers?
Yards, because he led the league quarterback in yards per carry. No. He led the league in rushing yards per carry. As a quarterback.
So that's why he's taking Lamar Jackson over Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
He's also an MVP, so I mean, there's that. I'm not taking Lamar's side here.
If you want to go with Lamar, that's
but
fine.
But Patrick's an MVP and a Super Bowl champion and has won playoff games. If you want to go with Lamar, I love Lamar. I love watching that guy play, right?
Lamar's great.
But if I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and I get to choose one, I mean, 100% of the time I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
I'm taking the previous MVP with 50 touchdowns in a passing league and a Super Bowl champion. Rob Ninkovich sounded like to me he was assigned Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Come up with the case and then, you know, maybe forgot his name and then had to fumble for what stat was on his card in front of him.
I'm not going with Pat Mahomes. I'm going with my guy, Lamar.
My guy, Lamar.
I mean, this is the way you guys look at me when I tell you I was more of a Jesse Spano than a Kelly Kapowski guy.
Yeah, that's just
see,
the
there was the look.
Too.
There was
yeah,
the look.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no.
But you would say I'm a Jesse Spano guy.
Yeah, I'm going to take my gal.
I'm Jesse Spano.
Jesse. You are convicted. You can give a reason why you loved your mom jeans.
There's no conviction here.
I'm not going with Pat Mahomes. I'm going with my guy, Lamar.
Had to remember his name.
Right. Couldn't remember his name.
He just had to take a breath.
He had to remember his name. And then he went on to fumble for his stats. Well, it says here.
Because look, listen to this now. 22 years old last year. He led the NFL in touchdown passes, led the NFL in yards per carry.
Couldn't read his handwriting on his little card that said what his stat was going to be.
Rob Ninkovich.
Like, think about that.
I won't.
No, I'm honest to God, never thinking about a quarterback and taking him to start my franchise based on the fact that he has the best rushing average in the NFL. Like, this isn't a day and age where you really need your quarterback to run. Now, Lamar can run, and he's great, and he's a game changer when he does.
You want to say he's very dynamic, and I like his ability to use his feet, and I think he can bring a different dynamic to an offense.
Right.
And does something a little bit differently than everybody else, which is hard to prepare for and hard to scheme for. Sure. I'll listen to that argument.
Look, Patrick, you can make the case and say, look, I'm going with Lamar Jackson. I think Patrick Mahomes is fantastic and all, but Lamar Jackson has a dimension that Patrick Mahomes doesn't have. This guy can run with the football. He has to make defenses think constantly whether he's going to run with the football, if he's going to throw the football, and it's not like an RPO, but a legit run. He's like Michael Vick when he runs with the football, and he has the ability to be Patrick Mahomes when he throws the football. He keeps you off balance, and he's young, and he's cheap, and I love, like, that was more convincing right there than what Rob Nincompoop
said. I'm not going with Pat Mahomes. I'm going with my guy, Lamar.
Listen
to this now. 22 years old last year, he led the NFL in touchdown passes, led the NFL in yards per carry as a quarterback.
What's it say here in this card my producer handed me?
Yeah.
Yards per carry.
And then today,
as a quarterback.
Today on First Take, they changed up the topic. Other than Patrick Mahomes, who are you starting at quarterback in the NFL? Who are you starting your franchise with at quarterback? And of course, everybody's going with Lamar Jackson because, I don't know what you guys think about this. Is it Lamar or is it Deshaun Watson is the next great one behind Patrick? Who do you think it is? Or do you put Russell Wilson in that category? I mean, the only reason I didn't say Russell right away is because he's older, you know, not a whole lot older, but he's older, you know, than all of those guys. I'm talking about like the threesome of young dudes that we've got right now.
I think Lamar showed us a heck of a lot last year.
I think so too. But I also think Deshaun Watson has to bring his coach along for the ride and pull that guy across the finish line.
I was intrigued by him coming out of college and thought, what did you see in college that didn't tell you that he was going to be, you know, like one of those, you're like, okay, man, this kid's good. Okay. There was still that question, can it fully translate to the NFL? But as Rob did mention, 36 touchdown passes last year and then ran for 1,200 yards.
Yeah.
That's a really big combination.
I'm with you.
I really like Deshaun Watson as well.
Yeah.
I'm curious. The minus Hopkins and maybe more Bill O'Brien, what that means.
Like if he gets the Houston Texans to 8-8 this year without Hopkins and Bill O'Brien still there, he's the MVP.
Now I think they should have a higher ceiling than 8-8. But I do wonder if this is a year we'll be like, okay, he's going to overcome his coach. He's going to overcome his coach trading away his favorite receiver. I mean, they did add quantity of receivers this year too. So maybe they just spread it out and it's fine. Because I really like him as well. I think Lamar did show me a whole lot last year.
So who are you picking at number two? Like other than Patrick Mahomes, who is next on your list?
Right now, I'd go hot hand and I'd go Lamar.
You go Lamar. Yeah. I think I would too. But I couldn't debate Lamar versus Deshaun Watson. Like if you wanted to go Deshaun Watson number two, I'd take Deshaun Watson number two. But I mean, and that's the era that we're in. There's so many stellar, fun, awesome quarterbacks right now in this league. I mean, you know, we always talked about kind of the golden era of quarterbacks with the Mannings and with Brady and with Roethlisberger, you know, like guys like that. Man, this era has the opportunity to be even goldener than the golden era of quarterbacks. I mean, when you look at the fun that these guys bring to the game as well. Like Brady and Manning and Roethlisberger, did it ever look like they were having truly fun out there playing the game? No. But when these guys play and when they're out there running and throwing and making plays and doing crazy things like we've never seen before, the game appears to be so much more fun than it was back with the Mannings and the Bradys and guys of that nature. Like now, I feel like the game is a hell of a lot more fun and entertaining than it was. And those guys were great to watch too. Right now that we have,
it feels different.
It feels fun. It feels like they're all in it together. Like, I love this crew of quarterbacks right now. So it's not like I'm sitting there going, how could you take Lamar Jackson? But you got to make a better case for taking Lamar Jackson than what Rob Nincompoop did.
Do you remember the old MJ versus Bird in the McDonald's commercial?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's every Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, look at what Lamar did at noon. Well, I'm going to do this at 3.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like
you did that at 3. I'm doing this at 7.
I feel like there's a little bit of that. And you're tied a little bit more now, player-wise, via social media and everything, where you're paying attention to that a little bit more as an athlete and what others are doing. I think there's a little more height measuring going on right now.
Yeah, I think so too. No doubt.
It has a little bit of that feel to
me. And they know what each other's doing. They're like, well, I can't worry about him. I got to focus. Oh, Lamar did that. Like you've heard Pat say that. Yeah. You've heard Lamar. He did what?
Yeah. I think that that's healthy. That's good.
It's good. It's fun. It makes the league better, man. It makes the league better when you've got a friendly, fun type of rivalry where you're kind of, and I hope the three of those guys play every single season against each other.
I just love how when they asked Lamar about it, he's like, well, I got to win one first.
Yeah.
Like,
he's winning. Yeah.
Which is a great answer, too.
Great answer.
I can't be in the conversation. He's won one.
Yeah.
I'm sure Deshaun probably say the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's accomplished more right now.
He's accomplished more.
Now we got to go get him.
Yeah.
You know? So, I really like the arms race of it all. What we learned with Billy Coons, next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
So it was a reboot 35 years ago, reboot of a reboot?
It was a reboot of a reboot, I guess you could say. According to our friend Jayhawk for Life, tweeted us the article, July 10th, 1985. Do you remember where you were? Josh, you were probably in your third job.
No, I was not.
before the Royals won their first world championship, right? Coke Classic was reintroduced just 78 days after New Coke was introduced. God, do you remember that colossal fail?
Not particularly.
The good news is they got away from it quickly.
They really did. But I think it was probably one of those deals where they just released it to give you the opportunity to reintroduce it, reintroduce the old stuff. Like maybe sales weren't that good or something, and so they put this new Coke out there, and then everybody hated it, so they reintroduced Coke Classic, and everybody, you know, lost their minds.
There's got to be a documentary on something like this at this point, right?
Well, it was the
like,
rock and roll and cola wars. I can't take it anymore.
Someone legitimately coming out and saying, look, this was a marketing, this was definitively a marketing ploy. I would think that'd be debunked right now.
Years later, somebody said, yeah. We haven't had the years later guy.
I don't feel like we have. Was it really that bad? On Netflix.
The new Coke? I don't remember what it tasted like. But I don't think, like, you can't buy it anymore.
I just would like to know.
Maybe they ought to reintroduce new Coke.
Offensive to your taste buds was that Coke?
I feel like less tasty and kind of flat, but I don't remember
but
if that was it.
Why would you do that? Why would you try to recreate something that is good? Like a Coca-Cola over ice, man, it's really a good beverage.
I honestly don't like Coke.
You don't? Like Coke. Are you a Pepsi guy?
I am.
Okay. Well,
I'm a Pepsi Max guy.
Yeah. But Coca-Cola over ice is a nice beverage.
I Coke Zero now, if anything, but I think that one actually tastes good.
So. Coke Zero.
Yeah. It reminds me more of a Coke than a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Certainly near the top of my diet sodas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know me. Me and the Beatus, we don't mess with regular ones.
I haven't had soda in years.
I don't like Diet Coke, but I like Coke Zero a lot. And I think there's a definite taste difference.
But I always like Diet Coke over anything else. That was my Diet Dr. Pepper came on.
913 says new Coke kind of tasted like Pepsi. Well, maybe I would have liked it better.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't recall, but I remember
remember, but it wasn't.
Of course, then again, I thought that Crystal Pepsi was delicious when I was a kid.
Oh, of course, when you were a kid.
And then they re-released it. I'm like, what is this swill?
Yeah, what is this stuff?
Terrible.
But I think that would be like McDonald's coming out and saying, you know what we're going to do? We're going to redo the special sauce and make it specialer.
Why?
You've got something that's really
good. Now tastes
good.
Even more like Thousand Island dressing.
Right. Or you know, coming out with the, like, changing the sweet and sour sauce for the chicken McNuggets or something like that. Like, whoa.
Yeah, that's...
Why?
We're not changing the sweet and sour sauce, right?
I almost flipped a table when Taco Bell stopped putting the Verde sauce in the stores. You guys don't know about Taco Bell green sauce?
Good. Oh. They don't have it anymore?
No, you can buy it at like the grocery store.
Yeah.
But you can't get it in the
packet. No packet.
Do you buy it in the grocery store then?
No, I don't, because I wanted it for free.
Yeah, because it doesn't taste the same either when it's in the grocery store in the bottle.
They say it's
the same. Of course
the same.
It's
like those Doritos
same.
Locos taco shells you buy at the store. They're not the same.
No.
Give me the same.
A White Castle in a box in the grocery store, not the same.
Yeah, no. I mean, the diarrhea is the same.
Not the same. But now with your flat top, you can do your own White Castles at home.
I think it says it right in the box. Still the same.
Same great diarrhea.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Half the flavor.
Same stuff.
All right, have you done White Castle burgers on your flat top?
I have not.
What have you done on this thing?
You are just wasting this thing. I'm going to come steal it from your backyard.
Start hooking up to your truck and drive it out.
I'm fine with that.
No. I did the Mongolian barbecue.
Did you get some wooden sticks?
I did not find the meat moving sticks.
Clings out there just moving them with like paint stirrers.
I just used regular,
tongs.
Not
flippers.
Yeah,
spatulas.
That's the word.
Just used spatulas, moved around. Everybody got their own ingredients. They made bowls, did the whole nine. It was awesome.
Very nice.
Really good.
Did you crack an egg?
Really good. No, I did not. No, my daughter's like, you're not gonna put an egg on that. I said, I don't really know that I've wanted the egg. It was just always there.
Yeah.
No, you want the egg.
I don't know that I had the flavor in there necessarily, but whenever you go to one of those places and they have the bowl with the eggs, you're like, oh yeah, throw an egg on there.
Yeah, everyone's
I don't really know why, but I think I don't really need
it. That's what they put in the fried rice. You know, they put
the egg in the fried rice.
Yeah. So I don't really know it. But so I've done that. We did some Texas toast grilled cheeses the other night.
You won me over with the Texas toast grilled cheese.
Back
did you buy Texas toast specifically for the grilled cheese? So now you have like a half a loaf of Texas toast just hanging around.
Yes.
What are you going to do with it?
It's French toast this weekend.
Yes, French toast this weekend. Mm-hmm. There you go. See?
On the flat top grill.
It's a good get. flat top.
How big is it?
I can't wait to come steal yours.
There's all kinds of sizes, but
no, how big is yours?
The one we got for you.
How long do you think it's going to take Claire to realize I stole inches. His flat top?
Yeah, it's gone, just gone from the backyard.
Yeah, I thought we had a flat top back
there's,
here.
There's a strict no bitches in the bubble policy.
So, yeah, I didn't find the meat moving sticks yet. But I think that's the next purchase.
I think you could just buy sticks, like just regular wood. Just get like a...
Find some that fell off the tree.
Well, one by ones. And just
or some of those paint stirrers,
that's
you know?
What I'm saying, yeah. Tape a couple of those together. They give you those for
Menards
free.
Like, hey, do you have some sticks that would work to move meat around on the flat top?
We'll have it there.
Yeah. And you can get 11% and back.
Yeah, that's you can send in your rebate.
It's true. And everybody's wearing a mask. Not complaining about it.
I'm sure somebody is.
Hello, this is Billy Coons, and this is what we learned on Fesco in the Morning for this week on Monday. We learned the NHL is back and will be played, and the NHL Finals will be in October. And Bob and Josh talked about A-Rod's comments about how making baseball can be even better in the future. Also, Bob and Josh talked about Whit Merrifield, how excited he is about the shortened season that starts in July 23rd. On Tuesday, we learned that Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes is the highest paid player ever in pro sports. And legend Bob, he had a rant on people not wearing masks in public. And Jim Chapman, an NFL agent, joined the show to talk about Pat Mahomes' contract and the 10-year contract he got with the Chiefs. And former quarterback Warren Hill joined the show to talk about Pat Mahomes and his days playing as a quarterback. On Wednesday, Bob and Josh talked about every NFL team talking about the Pat Mahomes deal. And legend Bob, he's an expert on mathematic angles on the Pat Mahomes contract. And Bob and Josh says the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be the dominant team in the NFL for years to come. And Kansas City Royals manager Mike Matheny talked to the guys about the Royals on Wednesday, how they had a preseason game and they looked good in certain positions. On Thursday, Bob and Josh talked about the Chiefs fans putting a mask on to watch the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium this year. And the guys talked about how many Super Bowls can the Chiefs win with having Pat Mahomes as their quarterback. And the president of Kansas Speedway, Pat Warren, joined the show and talked about having no fans at the stands when NASCAR comes to Kansas City. It's a great week to listen to legend Bob, brother Ryan, and I with Josh. Talk to you later.
What's going on out here? Warren when did you guys Hill. Have Warren Hill on?
Warren Hill. Yeah.
we had
Warren
was he good?
Yeah. Warren Moon.
Was
Warren
he good?
On.
It was good.
He was really good.
Yeah. That was in the fifth hour that we only podcast.
That's good.
And then
stuff.
Which Royals look good in what position?
That's right.
When did you become an expert on mathematical angles for? I don't even know what that means.
Mathematical angles for Patrick's contract.
I think he meant like, you know, how the cap
broke
would
it down?
Work and yeah, stuff like that. Did
you had a good breakdown
angles.
There?
Yeah. Not a 90-degree angle or anything like that.
They must have missed that. See, that's why we listen to what we learned. I mean, so we can go back and catch
there's
up.
There's a lot of times I tune out. But
in the on-demand section, 610sports.com.
That's right.
Or the radio.com app.
Has Notre Dame been allowed to play football yet? Do we know? Has anybody
have to let that hate out of your heart, man?
It's not hate. It's I hate when somebody tries.
It's not hate, but I hate.
Yeah, I very much dislike when somebody out there thinks that they can just take advantage of the system and everybody lets them get away with the system. You know, and that's where Notre Dame has been for their entire existence, where they're just going to push it and push it and push it and push it and try to get away.
If
with
you're a Notre Dame
want.
Fan, you think it's the greatest thing ever, and I get it. It's from a spot of arrogance, and I get it.
Yeah.
But at some point in time, I want
about right now.
But at some point in time, I'd like for them to like get theirs.
Yeah,
that's all.
Right, and I hope like this gets like, them theirs.
They have constantly said we're not going to be a part of a conference.
Well, now we all of a sudden got everybody saying we probably are only going to play conference schedules.
Well,
then my
thought would be then you have to play people that aren't in conferences because everybody else is in a conference, and if they're going to play all their games by themselves, then that doesn't include you. Sorry,
right. Like if the ACC eventually says we're only playing conference games
and Notre Dame.
But you know what? You're not in the conference when it comes to football.
Nope.
So if you're going to only play conference games, then you can't be playing Notre Dame. And I hope the ACC says it.
I hope they're not going to though.
No, they're not. They're gonna kowtow to these guys, and they're gonna continue to let Notre Dame get away with whatever they want to get away with. And Notre Dame's never gonna have to be held accountable and never have to join a conference. And you know, when the group of Power Five eventually splits off, which I think is the right thing to do, where's Notre Dame going to fall in all of that? Are they going to be like the 65th team waving from the outside or something like that? Like,
oh, no, they're in.
But are they going to be like, are we going to change conference dynamics at that point in time too then and get rid of all the conferences and just have the Power Five schools and have it divvied up? You think that's where we're headed?
I think if we go to that model, it's just they're joining the league. Not a conference. They're joining the league.
The league, and so
whatever the league is, you know. So if it got to that point, we'd just be playing. This is Division I college football, and they'd be part of the league,
right? And so, do you think we'll have like interminglings of leagues? Like we could get Missouri and Kansas back every year, and Nebraska and Oklahoma,
if you did it right.
So you're thinking if they do go to a group of Power Fives, the conference lines are gone. Like the Big 12 is history, the Big 10 is history, the SEC is history.
That's how I would do it. I would. If you want to make them all regional, and here's your teams in this region, and put them all together. Then they're Notre Dame's in with Michigan and Michigan State and Illinois, and
so you'd have
Indiana,
like a northeast, a southeast, a whatever. Midwest, a southwest, a northwest, and like a west conference.
They'd be in what's left of the Big Ten. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that. I think it would be great if we did something like that. I think now is the opportunity in sports, and college sports in particular. You have an opportunity to really change the landscape because of what coronavirus has presented to us. Go out there and let's change the landscape and make it work.
You can't get pregnant from your mouth.
If it's the only thing you learn on the show this week, here, you can check out the rest of the week, 610sports.com.
Just spreading the gospel.
Or the radio.com app in the on-demand section. Cody and Gold, come your way next here on 610 Sports Radio.
We're done.
And
I gotta go. Bye.
Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.